And then there was that data at ASH where they looked at older patients who got salvage chemotherapy, and then they randomized them to lenalidomide or observation, and those who got lenalidomide actually did quite well, and, you know, better than you would have anticipated. So I think it was randomized, but...
Yeah, no, I was curious. I was going to ask you about that as well, because that was kind of like a maintenance strategy.
Yeah, I liked that study. I thought it was an appealing approach for an older patient.
Liked it enough to try it?
Oh, yeah, I would in an older patient, because you know that your salvage chemotherapy, if you have someone who can get some dose-reduced salvage, you know that's not going to cure them. There's like a 10% chance. So I think that's a nice strategy.
So that actually introduces something else I was going to ask you about actually before, but since you brought up this paper looking at lenalidomide maintenance after diffuse large B-cell, there are also a couple papers on lenalidomide maintenance in CLL.
Yeah.
And I was curious what you thought about that.
Well, I think it's a little bit less appealing in CLL, you know, because I think those patients have other very good options. I think, you know, if back in the day when that lenalidomide data first came out in CLL, I think a lot of us started treating patients and saw horrific toxicity in patients who had active disease in terms of tumor flare and people getting very, very ill. And, you know, the other thing is, I think a lot of, if patients have had FCR and other things, the secondary malignancy and the effect on bone marrow stem cells makes me a little bit nervous. So in CLL, I'm, you know, I think we have enough good other drugs that I'm not sure that I like that drug so much in CLL, but...